The last gland, that is adrenal gland. These are located above the kidney. The adrenal gland has an outer part called cortex and the inner part called medulla. The medulla, means the adrenal medulla, secretes the hormones called adrenaline and noradrenaline, which prepare the body to face an emergency situation. They act on organs and tissues in close coordination with sympathetic nervous system. Now, adrenaline is called as emergency hormone as it prepares the body to meet any emergency situation for fight, that is to face the danger, or for flight, to run away from it. The important functions of this hormone: it increases the heartbeat and blood pressure, thus sends more oxygen and glucose to the muscles. It increases blood supply to the muscles, and it also increases the amount of glucose in the blood as it converts glycogen to glucose. So this is all about the glands, that is in your book. Next, the testes and ovaries. These are gonadal glands or gonads. They secrete the sex hormones, which are responsible for male and female secondary sexual characters and bring about changes in bodies in male and female during puberty age. Ovary, that is present in case of females, secrete estrogen and progesterone hormone, and testes, that is present in case of male, secrete testosterone hormone. Now, the chart that is given in your book, page number 57, you have to learn this thoroughly. It's very, very important. Now, what are parathyroid glands? Parathyroid glands are four small oval-shaped endocrine glands which are situated close to the back of thyroid lobes. Two in each lobe, they secrete parathormone. It controls the metabolism of calcium. It also controls the level of calcium in blood, and it favors the deposition of calcium and phosphate in the bones and increases renal retention of calcium. Renal word means kidney. When the calcium level is stored in the kidney, that is known as renal retention of calcium. What is thymus and where does it located? And what does it secrete also? Thymus is a flat lobulated gland that is found in children. It is located behind the sternum, that is the breastbone, in between the two lungs, extending apart to the thyroid gland. It secretes the hormone that helps in the growth of children and produces immunity by stimulating lymphocyte production. Lymphocyte, that is a type of WBC, white blood cells. And what is pineal body? This is a small rounded structure present on the tip of the pineal stalk that arises from the root of diencephalon. Diencephalon, that is a part of brain. It secretes two hormones, that is serotonin and melatonin. All endocrine glands are under the control of the brain, and this system is controlled by negative and positive feedback mechanisms. When there is low level of hormones in the blood, it sends the signal to the hypothalamus, and thus it produces an appropriate releasing hormone which stimulates the pituitary gland to release the specific hormones. These hormones stimulate the glands and activate them to release the specific hormone. So there is a rise of hormones in the blood, and this inhibits the secretion of releasing hormone by the hypothalamus. This is called positive feedback, and reverse process occurs when there is a high level of hormone in the blood, and that is known as negative feedback. Thank you.